Uncle Joe H. Waters is arrival in New York City by Mr. Kyle Stewart, Edison Record. Well, sir, I guess I had just about the awfulest time of getting here to New York to see you folks. I calculate you ever hear tell on. I was riding along on the piers a coming here, and I had a ticket in my hat. Well, I put my head out the window to look at something, and the wind blew the hat off, and I lost the darned old ticket. Well, conductor made me buy another one. I had to buy two tickets to ride once, but I fooled him. He don't know a darn thing about it, and when he finds it out, he'll be the maddest conductor on that Pennsylvania Railroad. I got a round trip ticket, and I ain't a-going back. Well, sir, just seemed to me like that was about the slowest train I ever rode on my life. Looked to me like that train stopped at every house, and when it come to a double house, it stopped twice. Well, when I got off the ferry boat down here, there was a lot of fellas down there with buggies and carriages waiting to meet me, and I commenced to think I was about the best-looking old feller to ever come to New York. Just the minute they seen me, they all commenced to holler, "Handsome, handsome, handsome." Gosh, I didn't know I was so good looking. Well, I said to one of them, "Can you haul me up the hotel?" And I never heard a fella stutter like that fella did in my life. He said, yes, sir. Well, I said, "How much will you charge me?" He said, "50 cents. Well, I said, "I guess I'll ride with you, but don't stop to talk about it anymore. I'm in a hurry. I want to get up there." Well, we started out, and when we stopped, we was away up the other end of the island somewhere. I said to him, "Why, this ain't a hotel." He said, No, sir. Well, I said, "Why didn't you let me out the hotel like I told you?" And he said, "Well, I couldn't say no, picking up.